Barry police have issued an arrest warrant for 18-year-old Zia Muhammad Chaudhry in relation to a double shooting that took place on Bayfield Street last month. Police were called to a home in the Bayfield Street and Grove Street area around 5 p.m. on Tuesday, February 15, after receiving reports of a shooting. Two male victims were airlifted to Toronto area trauma centers where they were originally listed to be in serious but stable condition. One victim has since been released from hospital, while the other remains in hospital in serious condition, Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Janet May said. City police did not have any details about the relationship between the individuals and the suspect. Chaudhry is wanted on charges of attempted murder, discharging a firearm with intent, and two counts of aggravated assault. Although police did not have a photo of the suspect to release to the public, he is described as 18 years old with brown skin tone, standing approximately 5'10" and weighing 180 pounds with a thin build, straight black hair, and brown eyes. Police note that Chaudhry, who is known to frequent Barrie and Toronto, is considered armed and dangerous. Members of the public are advised not to approach him, but rather to call police if spotted. The investigation is ongoing. Investigators are asking anyone who may have information or who may have been in the area around the time of the shooting to contact to Barrie Police at 705-725-7025, ext. 2131. The day after the shooting, Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon said the occurrence appeared to be isolated in nature and police did not believe there to be any risk to public safety. Numerous drops of blood could be seen on the ground the morning after the shooting in the parking lot behind the Bayfield Street home, which had been taped off for investigation. The heavy police presence at the Bayfield Street location coincided with an equally heavy presence at the intersection of Duckworth and Grove Streets, about 2.5 kilometers away, and which Leon later confirmed to Barrie Today was connected to the first investigation.